Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. This is Scott Mrozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is being brought to you by Frantic Water Conditioning, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer serving the entire Thumb area with quality Kinetico water conditioning system since 1994. Call 1-800-848-5150. Two people from Lexington were taken to the hospital after their car veered across the center line to avoid a separate crash and collided with a tractor-trailer's trailer in Worth Township. The incident happened late Wednesday morning on South Lakeshore Road, north of Fisher Road. Deputies say a minor collision had already occurred between two southbound vehicles when a third car, a Ford Focus, approached from behind. In an attempt to avoid the initial crash, the driver swerved into the opposite lane and struck the rear axles of a northbound tractor-trailer. The driver and passenger of the Ford Focus were transported to McLaren Port Huron Hospital. Their conditions were not disclosed. Officials confirmed that seat belts were in use and airbags did deploy. No further details about the other drivers involved have been released, and names are being withheld while the investigation continues. A new federal tax change does offer relief, but it's not the automatic, quote, no tax on Social Security deal that some people may have heard about. Under the so-called One Big Beautiful Bill Act, eligible Americans 65 and older can deduct up to $6,000 from their taxable income. Married couples filing jointly could qualify for double that. But there are limits. The deduction starts to phase out for single filers making more than $65,000 a year or $150,000 a year for couples. This break isn't automatic. To claim it, taxpayers must complete a brand new IRS form called Schedule 1A and file it along with their regular 1040. If you skip that step, the IRS won't apply the deduction for you. So tax experts are urging seniors to take an extra look this season. The savings are real, but only if you file the right paperwork. The bottom line is, if you're 65 or older and meet the income guidelines, make sure Schedule 1A is part of your return, or you could be leaving money on the table. Bay County Circuit Court Judge Joseph Sheeran dismissed Fraser Township's lawsuit against Harvey Haney, ending litigation that began 10 years ago when the township argued Haney's 10-acre pig farm violated local zoning rules. The Bay County farmer can now legally continue raising pigs on commercially zoned land. The dismissal in the case came after the Michigan Court of Appeals ruled last summer that the Michigan Right to Farm Act of 1981 shields Haney from the township's commercial zoning restrictions. The law protects farmers from local ordinances that could shut down their operations. Philip Ellison, Haney's attorney since 2016, said the case extends beyond one farm. "It doesn't just save his family farm," Ellison said. "I think it saves hundreds of family farms because it becomes a very important precedent moving forward." Fraser Township's attorney, Mark Brissett, filed a motion for reconsideration on January 9th, and that remains pending. And we'll be right back.
You look at the ingredients in your food. Have you ever thought about the ingredients in your water? Not all water is the same, and it's never just water. Call your independent authorized Kinetico dealer for a free in-home water analysis. You can put an ingredient label on your water and know exactly what you're putting in your body. After all, your body is more than half water. Ensure it's the best quality possible. Kinetico water systems are customizable for every situation, for both rural and urban water supplies. So no matter what, you can experience better living through better water. Call Frantic Water Conditioning today at 800-848-5150. That's 800-848-5150, and see what Kinetico water system is right for you.
Frantic Water Conditioning, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer. Kinetico water softeners use non-electric technology, ensuring there are no timers, computers, or other electrical components to repair or replace. That way you will have soft water 24/7. Kinetico water softeners save you money by regenerating on demand, decreasing salt usage. We also feature Kinetico whole home dechlorination systems, so no matter your situation, you can ensure you're getting the best water possible. Call 800-848-5150 today to find what Kinetico system is the best fit for you.
A video circulating on social media is drawing attention to a police arrest in Saginaw that involved the use of a taser. The incident happened on Beechwood Street on the city's east side and led to four arrests. Michigan State Police Emergency Services team members, along with the U.S. Marshals Service, were serving a warrant for Carmela Barrera. Authorities say Barrera was a suspected getaway driver in a 2024 homicide case. A warrant charging him with four felonies had been issued in December. In the Facebook Live video, Barrera appears to have his hands up while police order him to walk toward an armored Bearcat vehicle. Moments later, he is tasered. State police have confirmed a taser was used, but have not released details about how or why it was deployed. Barrera's father, Billy McLaren, says he believes officers used excessive force. He also criticized the arrest of Barrera's brother, Jeremy Vasquez, who is now facing charges of assaulting, resisting, and obstructing police. McLaren himself was arrested and charged with harboring a fugitive, a claim he disputes, saying he didn't know about his son's warrant. A fourth person at the scene was also arrested on charge of resisting arrest. Michigan State Police say they are still investigating the incident and have declined to release additional information. Bay County deputies say the first rescue happened Friday night at Bay City State Park in Bangor Township, where two 19-year-olds became stranded after their off-road vehicle broke through the ice. Both were pulled to safety and were not hurt. The second incident occurred Saturday night near the Callahan Road boat launch in Hampton Township. Two men riding snowmobiles went into the water about 3 miles from shore. The sheriff's office used an airboat to reach them. They were taken to a hospital for exposure but are expected to be okay. Officials are reminding everybody there is no such thing as completely safe ice, even during frigid temperatures. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Frantic Water Conditioning, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer serving the entire Thumb area with quality Kinetico water conditioning system since 1994. Call 1-800-848-5150. And remember, you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.